Silver Quicken Quest Club, Volume 2309, The Void.
Here goes nothing, Sonny says.
He types a password into the laptop in front of him, takes a deep breath, and presses enter. A silver wheel swirls as the Silver Quicken portal boots up. Sonny has no idea whether this will work, and not just because he's on his cousin's laptop. Simulated laptop, that is. He shakes his head. That morning, he, Nessa, and Connor were soaring above the Silver Quicken forest, searching for the orbs that Imperatum Regi, Silver Quicken's archenemy, had been planting all around the school grounds. When Sonny and his friends had opened this one, they'd found themselves whisked into a simulated world unlike any of the others. Sonny's hometown of Shiprock, New Mexico. Now, with their wristbands disabled, they're trapped here, trying to find their way out from an eerie replica of Sonny's cousin's house. Logging into Silver Quicken had been a last-ditch idea.
Good luck, Connor says, and Nessa echoes him.
Only one person can log in at a time, so Sonny will be on his own once the portal loads. Suddenly, the silver wheel vanishes. Sonny closes his eyes and braces himself. A moment later, he opens his eyes. He's sure he does. But the world around him is so black that he can't help but double-check that his eyes aren't still closed. Is it nighttime, he wonders? But as he waits and waits for his eyes to adjust, he realizes that there's nothing at all for him to see. No ground, no buildings, no people, nothing. Sonny's breath catches in his chest. He's floating in a void like an astronaut in outer space.
At least in outer space you can see the stars, he mutters.
To his surprise, a star appears. Wait, Sonny thinks. Am I actually in outer space? Silver Quicken is a world created by shared dreaming. Stranger things have happened here. The star looms larger and larger, as though it's getting closer. Soon, Sonny realizes that it's not a star at all. It's an orb, just like the one that he, Connor, and Nessa cracked open in the Silver Quicken Forest. Well, not just like it. This one looks similar, but it's gigantic. At least 5 times as large as any orb Sonny has seen. It hasn't been getting closer. It's been growing. The orb looks like a giant red soccer ball, a geodesic sphere. A large control panel juts out from its walls. Instinctively, Sonny knows that it provides access to whatever's inside that orb. His stomach lurches. He hasn't exactly had great experiences opening orbs so far. He wishes, briefly, that Connor and Nessa were here. They'd know what to do. So, what's the plan? He's heard Nessa say it so many times that her words automatically spring into his head. This time, he's not annoyed. She's right, he needs to be decisive, to do something. And the only option is right in front of him. Sonny lifts the lid on the control panel and finds a metal plate with 5 switches mounted on it. If he switches them correctly, he's pretty sure the orb will open. If he doesn't, he has no idea what will happen. Stop. Open puzzle packet number 1. Proceed after solving the puzzle.